Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me. We continue to read the devotional Suffer Well, and we are up to 111 of this wonderful devotional series. And the title of this is, You Have a Perfect Score. And as we look at this, we have to understand the concept of credit and going to a credit union or somewhere and getting credit and interest that's charged and all. Sometimes credit's not available and so things. When you go to a bank and you ask for a loan, more than not, sometimes you're not going to get it. Well, it's time that we understand that we can go to our Creator and ask for a loan anytime, and we can get it 100% of the times. So I'm going to read the devotional here, and then I'm going to do a little teaching on it this morning, but I pray everyone out there is doing wonderful. So it says, let's go here to our scripture, and it says, Rich, I say, you are rich. Your account with me will always be full. Come and borrow anytime. You see, my child, when I give credit, it never diminishes. I do not take it back. I won't leave you bankrupt. You can always put this credit line to work. I am open to your mind 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hallelujah. Psalms 121 verse 4 says, Indeed, he who watches over Israel never stumbles or sleeps. He who watches over Israel never stumbles or sleeps. And we continue. It says, Read my words, yet he, Abraham, did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of the Almighty, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to the Mighty One, being fully persuaded that the Mighty One had power to do what he promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. Wow, I love that. It was credited to him as righteousness. Genesis 15:6 says, Abraham believed Yahweh, and Yahweh counted him as righteous because of his faith. Because of his faith. Now I'm going to stop right there and say that's our scripture for the day. I want you to hang that up and understand that concept. Abraham believed and counted Yahweh on him as righteous because of his faith. So Abraham believed Yahweh, and Yahweh counted him as righteous, not because of his works, but because of his faith. Really powerful, powerful to understand. It says, continuing, these words, it was credited to him, were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom the Almighty will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him who raised Yeshua, our master, from the dead. He was delivered over death for our sins and raised to life for our justification. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So beautiful. So beautiful and profound. And that says in Romans 20 to 25, Abraham never wavered in believing the God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger and he brought glory to Yahweh. He was fully convinced that Yahweh is able to do whatever he promises. And because of Abraham's faith, Yahweh counted him as righteousness. And when Yahweh counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit, but was recorded for our benefit too, assuring us that Yahweh will also count us as righteous if we believe in him, the one who raised Yeshua from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with Yahweh. I have a lot to say about this, but I'm going to finish the devotional here. Continuing, it says, Have I asked you to live a life as a pauper? Are you not hires? Romans 8:17 says, and since we are children, we are his hires. In fact, together with Yeshua, we are hires of Yahweh's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. We must understand that. Continue, it says, yes, my child, come to me and withdraw. You have a perfect credit score with me. Take from my treasures. They are here just for you. I don't charge interest. I only ask that you love me and keep my commandments. My commandments prosper you and increase your credit, never deducting, always adding to new treasures in every day. And then we finish off with this scripture. Now to him who is able to exceedingly live abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And that's Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful scripture, beautiful devotion. And we have to understand this, and how many of you truly understand the riches that are available to us based on our faith. It all begins with faith, folks. Everything begins with faith. You cannot do nothing without faith that our Creator is who He says He was. This is why so many people are blind with their vision. They don't have the understanding because they don't have the faith. Believing in things unseen. Everyone wants to see a sign, or they want to see something Yeshua said you believe because you have seen. But how blessed are those that believe and have not seen? We must believe in the truth. We must believe in our Creator. It's the faith that He offers us His credit line with, to the faithful. But what follows faith? Well, it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's all He asks of us. It's not about just faith alone or works alone. It works together. But it begins with faith. It begins with faith. So many people of this world want to say, and this devotional is so connected to people saying, well, I did this and I did that and I got this. No, you didn't do anything without our Creator. If you want to boast, boast in Him only. In Him only. He's the reason you were able to get access to this treasure, because He's let you. It says in Romans 11:6, and since it is through Yahweh's kindness and not by their good works, for in that case, Yahweh's grace would not be what it really is, free and undeserving. It's by His grace that He allowed us to taste His treasures, and He continues to allow us to taste His treasures. It's not something we're doing. Yes, He wants us to follow His guidelines and instructions so we can stay safe. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked people. He only wants them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. And you say, that scripture is not about me. I'm not wicked. Well, if you're living against His ways, guess what the Bible says? And He wants you to change. He wants you to keep His words so you can have life. But to get access to that treasure, you must have faith. And you can't do anything. And you won't be willing to do anything until you have the faith in Him. When Abraham took that child, his only son, to sacrifice him, he went on faith. He certainly didn't go on understanding. He went on faith. And look how Yahweh gave him access to all the treasures he got. Every grain in the sand, you will have a descendant from. More than the grain of the sand. And we see in Psalms 106:31 says, So he has been regarded as a righteous man ever since that time, stepping out on faith. You understand, when you have faith, there's no words and doubt and fear. When you have faith, there's confidence and enthusiasm and joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no doubt and fear and sadness in the faithfulness. No. Enthusiasm, confidence, and joy. Yes, yes, yes. Romans 4:3 says, as for the scriptures tell us, Abraham believed Yahweh, and Yahweh counted him as righteous because of his faith. Why? Because of his what? Everyone say faith. Because of his what? Because of his faith. This is what opened up everything for us. It's the faith of Abraham. Even before he was circumcised in the flesh, Yahweh had already circumcised in his heart. Hallelujah. How beautiful is that? That's what we need to seek, circumcision of the heart. Yahweh blessed Abraham before because it was a circumcision of his heart. It says, in this blessedness, only for the circumcised. Is this blessedness only for the circumcised, or they mean physically circumcised, or is it for the uncircumcised? It says, don't get mixed up here. Don't get confused here. It says, we have been saying that Abraham, this is Romans 4:9-12. We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstance was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised, or what is before? It was not after, but before. And he received circumcision as a sign, as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them and he and them also the father of the circumcised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a father who believed but have not been circumcised. Yes. And he is then also the father of the circumcised, if not only are circumcised, but also who follow the footsteps of faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. Yes, it is by faith we must count on him before anything else. It's his faith, or our faith in him. We see in Galatians 3:6 says, so Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was credited to him as righteousness. How many different scriptures did we see this morning? Paul understood. Do you understand Paul was a Bible scholar? He understood the Torah completeness. Do you ever doubt, or have you ever doubted our wonderful creator? Have you ever doubted when he says, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Have you ever doubted that? Have you ever said, it doesn't seem like things are looking too good here, or I don't know how I'm going to get at this one. Or do you have complete confidence and enthusiasm and joy knowing that our Creator has credited us to him as righteous and has given us all the treasures we ask for? All the treasures we ask for. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, open up those treasures for me. It's time I got to use this credit line. This credit line that I'm not going to abuse, but I'm going to use it. Thank you, Father, for just being the wonderful, wonderful creditor to me that you are. James 2:23 says, and so it happened just as the scriptures say. Abraham believed Yahweh, and Yahweh counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called a friend of Yahweh. Why? Because of his faith. Faithful people aren't murdering babies because they don't think they have enough money to support that baby. Faithful people aren't committing suicide. Faithful people aren't worried about fear and disease and everything of man. Faithful people aren't living in sin. Faithful people aren't worried about where their next paycheck's coming from or where they're going to live if they don't have money to pay their rent. Faithful people aren't worried if they get laid off from work. Faithful people aren't concerned if they have to work on a Sabbath. They're not even choosing that. Faithful people are keeping our Creator's words regardless of what anyone says. Faithful people are not giving in to the world and the world's ways. Faithful people are truly set apart. Are you faithful? Do you have faith in our wonderful Creator? Faithful people aren't doing drugs. Faithful people aren't dealing with witchcraft. Faithful people aren't dealing with things that are not of our Creator or people who are not of our Creator. Faithful people are set apart people. And this is what he wants of us. Faith, faith, faith. Faithful people don't doubt our Creator. Ever, ever, ever they don't doubt him. Faithful people don't make excuses or look for loopholes. Faithful people take pure, full confidence in our Creator and everything he does and everything he gives us. And when he says, follow me, they get up and they follow him. They follow him. Not because they have seen, but because they have faith and they know. How many of you are following him completely? Or how many of you are looking back and wondering? How many of you are doubting? How many of you are struggling? Faithful people don't struggle with decisions of our Creator. They do it with joy. And Yahweh opens up the road for them. They put it up to him and let him fight the battles. He was even called a friend. Are you a friend of Yahweh? Only if you're faithful. Galatians 3:29 says, and now that you belong to Yeshua, you are true children of Abraham. You are his heirs. And Yahweh's promise to Abraham belongs to you. The promise to Abraham belongs to you. Not just the promise to Abraham, but the promise of Yeshua. That everything Yeshua, our Messiah, can do, we have the power to do as well if we are faithful in him. It's because of our lack of faith. Yeshua says, even if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you'll be able to move mountains. Galatians 4:7 says, now you are no longer a slave, but Yahweh's own child. And since you are his child, Yahweh has made you his heir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have this great treasure waiting for us. Great treasure waiting for us. And it's not coming by what we're doing. It's coming by our faith. We have to get this. It begins with faith. Following his commandments are essential to being blessed and not being cursed, to being safe and not putting us in harm's way. But it's by faith that we're going to survive and get the treasures that are waiting for us. You have a whole group of people in the scriptures that followed his commandments but didn't have faith in Yeshua, our Messiah. And to this day, you have a whole group of people that attempt to follow his commandments but don't have faith in Yeshua and who he was. Many groups that don't believe in who he is. By lack of faith, people are going to succumb to the enemy. Romans 4:4 says, when people work, their wages are not a gift, but something they have earned. But faith is not something we earn through our work. It's something we get through our belief. Our belief. Ephesians 1:19-20 says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of Yahweh's power for us who believe in him. Who believe in him. Who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Yeshua from the dead and seated him in a place of honor at Yahweh's right hand in the heavenly realms. We must have that faith and believe in him. The world will try to tempt us. The world will try to entice us. The world will try to persuade us. But in faith in Yahweh, we can resist the enemy and not let him get in. Colossians 1:29 says, that's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Yeshua's mighty power that works within me. It's his faith that sustains us. And then we go look at the prophet Jeremiah, and Jeremiah's wonderful words in scripture that says, but those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am Yahweh, who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, Yahweh, have spoken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all up to our wonderful Heavenly Father. And it all comes down to the faith we put in him. When I call people up and I try to encourage them and they give me these doubts or whatever, and your lack of faith is what's destroying them and letting the enemy play around with them. You must have faith. You must have faith. 2 Corinthians 10:17 says, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast about Yahweh only. Folks, where is your enthusiasm for him? Where is it today? Understand that only he can make you perfect. Perfect, perfect. But it must come with faith. It must come with faith. We're all dirty rags that don't deserve anything he gives us, but when we're faithful, he gives us all the riches, everything. Matthew 5:48 says, so be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We have the access to that because we have faith in Yeshua Messiah. 1 Peter 1:15-16 1:15-16 says, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as Yahweh who chose you is holy, for the scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy. We understand. We are to be imitators of Yahweh, imitators of him, and the wonderful faith, the wonderful faith. He is going to give us the treasure. He is going to help us. But we have to have faith in what he says is true. Faith in what he did is true. Those who believe without seeing are so blessed. That's what he says. Those being believers without seeing are the ones that are truly blessed. 1 John 4:17, 18 says, in this love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in a day of judgment. For we are as he is in the world. There is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear because fear involves punishment, so that the one who fears does not reach perfection in love. 1 John 2:5 says, but whoever keeps his word, in him truly is the love of Yahweh. It is perfected that we might know that we are in him. And 1 John 4:11 says, beloved, if you love Yahweh, if Yahweh so loved us, we ought to love one another. So man has seen Yahweh at any time. If we love one another, Yahweh dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And Colossians 3:14 says, above all things, put love, the perfect bound of unity. We must have faith in him. We must have faith in him. We must have faith in him. He will bless us. He will bless us. Bless us. And he will just make us holy, 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 holy. His word is perfect in everything. Psalms 19:7-9 says, the instruction of Yahweh is perfect, renewing one life. The testimony of Yahweh is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise. The precepts of Yahweh are right, making the heart glad. The command of Yahweh is radiant, making the eyes light. The fear of Yahweh is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of Yahweh are reliable and altogether righteousness. Hallelujah, righteous. Hallelujah. A wonderful creator. A wonderful creator. James 1:25 says, but the one who looks at the perfect law of freedom and remains committed to it, thereby demonstrating that he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of what the law requires, will be blessed for what he does. Having the faith in a wonderful creator. And now it's time we ask this morning, and we see what the Bible says, to run to him. He has the credit line, and he's waiting to bless all of us. James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous creator, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Remember what it said in the devotional today. He is the perfect creditor. He is going to give us everything we need and not charge interest and not ask for it back. He wants us to make those withdrawals. He wants us to come to him. Psalms 121:2 says, my help comes from Yahweh, who made the heaven and earth. Hallelujah. That's the only place it comes from Yahweh, not in man, not trusting in man or pharmakia or anything like that. It comes from him. We must rely on him. Some people say, but if he does this, how come this? And if he does this, how come this? Nonsense. He does this because he has a plan, and his plan is good, and his plan is right. And just because we don't understand it isn't a reason to doubt or not trust. We must trust in him and put all our faith in him. And let him take care of our problems and not try to do it ourselves or run to somebody else that can do it. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must ask with faith and trust and confidence. Isaiah 22:11 says, between the city walls, you build a reservoir for water from the old pool. But you never ask for help from the one who did all this. You never considered the one who planned this out long ago. We must not forget our creator. We must always remember him. John 14:13-14 says, whatever you ask, ask in my name. This I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. We have access to that treasure. We have access to that. We must trust him and go in faith. We must do that. But because of people's pride, they're not willing to do that. And as we must humble ourselves and trust our wonderful creator. Just like in the story of Job, when they would tell him to curse Yahweh, and he said, no, my faith will remain in him no matter what. I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. Hallelujah. I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. His words are more important than my life. His words are more important than my life. We should always go to our creator and ask him, and he'll give us everything we need if we're faithful. And never go to anybody less than our creator. Especially going to wicked people, like it says in Isaiah 8:19, people will say to you, ask for help, and the mediums and the fortune tellers who whisper and mutter. Shouldn't people ask their Elohim for help instead? Why should they ask the dead to help the living? Never trust in the arm of the flesh. Put your trust in Yahweh. 2 Chronicles 32:8 says, with him is only the arm of flesh, but without us is with him is only the arm of flesh. But without us is the Lord of God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence of what Hezekiah told the king of Judah said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must put our faith in Yahweh. It says in Proverbs 16:9, the heart of a man plans his own way, but Yahweh establishes steps. He's laid out the road for us. He told us where to go. He told us the steps to take. He's given us a light for our path in the word. He's given us that light, and he's told us how to walk. He's told us to remain faithful in all things, all the time, all the ways. remain faithful for him, and he will bless us. He will bless us tremendously. Put your faith and trust in Yahweh and Yahweh alone. Hallelujah. And let him direct your paths. That is the word. That's what he wants from us. Trust in him. Trust in him always, this day and always. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your holy, holy word. Thank you for blessing us tremendously. In Yeshua's name, we thank you today and this day always. And we put our faith and our hope and our confidence in you more than anything else. And we don't let the enemy steal our faith and deceive us. And you open up our eyes from deception. And you bless us tremendously. And we go out on faith, no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, no matter what people say, we're going to go out on faith. We're going to trust you more than we trust the news media. We're going to watch your word more than we're watching the news. We're going to rely on what you say more than we're relying on what the doctor says. We're going to look at your prescription instead of man's prescription. We're going to run to you for healing instead of pharmakia. We're going to listen to you and trust you and go on faith that your word is confident and your word is true. Hallelujah. And that's where we need to be, with enthusiasm and joy. Go out in faith. Faith. So that is the word for today. Go out there and have a blessed day, because we are truly blessed and we have the riches of heaven upon us today. In Yeshua's name, a wonderful creator. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us today and this day always. Be with us, Father, and give us that faith to sustain us amongst these times. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. You can listen to the show at TorahLifeMinistries.org and see all our different teachings and videos on there. You could also bless us there, or you can go to Patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. And it's through your blessings that we're able to keep this show in the air. So I thank you for all the help of all of you that have helped. And your prayers have been tremendously helpful as well. I go out on faith and blessings that everything is going to be wonderful, because this is the day Yahweh has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it this day and always. And I leave you this morning with Romans 12:1-2. It says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to Yahweh, because all he has done for you, let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is only the way to worship him. Don't copy the customs of this world, but let Yahweh transform you into a new person by the way you think. Then you will learn to know Yahweh's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day and you have made. And we go out on faith and trusting and knowing your word will come true. Thank you for making our path straight and smooth. In the name of Yeshua, have a blessed day, everybody. And Yahweh be with you. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Stay. And now I'm today by His grace.
Yes, I am.
So excuse me if I can't contain my praise, 'cause I know